Today we're going to talk about shipwrecked faith. We find this in the letter of 1 Timothy in chapter 1, verse 18. We run into this infamous reference, this discussion about something called shipwrecked faith. Here it is right here in Scripture. Scripture says, "Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them you may fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience. Some have rejected these and so have shipwrecked their faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I've handed over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme." Well, that's a whole nother discussion about being handed over to Satan, okay? But what does it mean to shipwreck your faith? Well, to begin answering this question, let's ask ourselves the following two questions. Number one, what are the possible results of an actual shipwreck? What does that look like? And number two, what causes a shipwreck? So question number one, all right? What are the possible results of an actual shipwreck? What happens when a ship is shipwrecked? Well, think about it. In most cases, there's a probability of drowning. People dying by drowning. However, if you do survive, then there's a whole lot of other possibilities. They might include this: never reaching your destination. The progress of your journey could be dramatically stalled or altogether just finished. You may have to go back from where you started from. You can easily lose all that you have, sinking right to the bottom, right? There can be serious injury that can occur. The bottom line is this, that being shipwrecked is not a good situation. It's something you definitely want to avoid. It's not one of those life experiences that you would purposely seek out or that you would put on your bucket list, right? All right, now let's look at question number two. What causes a shipwreck? How does this shipwreck kind of thing happen in the first place? Well, just think about it. Shipwrecks typically occur because an improper navigation or not being prepared or not being able to weather a storm. But there can also be other contributing factors like sailing into unknown waters, maybe a lack of visibility. You just can't see or getting off course. Your instruments are just off. There could be equipment malfunction or maybe it's just because you can't see below the surface and boom, you run into that proverbial iceberg and you sink. Look, because the Bible is intentional, we can be assured that Paul used this analogy of a shipwreck on purpose. He appears to be wanting to let us know, Christians know, that when we get off course and when we stray from the true gospel message, like the Gnostics and the Judaizers in Ephesus did, that when this happens, it can put our spiritual journey, our walk with Christ, in serious peril. In fact, the result of following another gospel or walking away from the gospel of Jesus could mean never reaching our final destination, and that's no joke. That's why it drives me just bananas, crazy, when people try to fit the gospel into current culture, to make it fit what the world is saying. See, what typically happens when people do that is that they actually create a whole new gospel that fits their needs. It's no longer the gospel given to us by the Lord. It's their new gospel. That's a recipe for shipwreck. Furthermore, I mean, come on now. We really need to be prepared for the storms of life because storms happen. There are attacks against us, against our faith. And if you have your eyes open, you're seeing these attacks like increase in rapidly increasing ways in this postmodern, post-Christian culture that we're living in. And we better know how to navigate. We better know how to navigate the waters of life and culture and faith right now. We got to be able to navigate the temptations that the enemy's throwing at us in this postmodern secular society. And here's the key. We must know God's word, and we must have His word planted firmly in our hearts, on our minds. By the way, wouldn't it be great to have a government and a media that would actually encourage us to trust God instead of mocking God and telling us to trust the science? And the crazy thing about that is that they seem to always be changing the science. The science is always changing, but I'm here to tell you that God remains the same, and He is faithful. So after reading this warning here in 1 Timothy about shipwreck faith, I imagine that Timothy, listening to the words, reading the words of his amazing mentor, the Apostle Paul, I imagine that Timothy was pretty stirred up with urgency to read the rest of the letter. Likewise, I hope that you're filled and stirred with urgency to read and understand the Word of God, to apply biblical truth, the truth that actually saves, apply it to your life. Let's be on guard. Let's stay close to Jesus. I want to encourage you, stay close to Jesus. Listen for His voice. You can hear His voice if you're born again in Christ Jesus. And take great care in not straying from the faith or from the gospel message. Beloved, let's be those who are fighting the good fight of faith daily. Now go be blessed.